welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. How are you doing?
Good. A little trouble focusing, though, these days, so I don't know.
Well, I've got a solution for you here. Actually, not a solution, but an additional worry. Should someone decide that they have a solution and want to put you on medications. Today, we're going to focus on ADHD, a common childhood onset disorder characterized by inattention, hyperactivity, impulsivity, demonstrated typically across two or more settings, such as home or at school. Typically, this kind of impairment must be present before the age of 7, and it looks like 60 or 70% of people that are diagnosed with ADHD as children will go on to have some sort of functional impairment in their adulthood. Diagnosis is by clinical history, which needs to be collected not only from the patient, but from parents and babysitters and teachers and the like. Treatment, as listeners will know, is stimulant medication. It's not universally effective, but, you know, about 65 to 75% of patients report a positive response. Unfortunately, these stimulant medications have been associated with reports about cardiovascular side effects. These side effects have been found, many of them are very minor. For example, in some large studies have documented pulse increases of 3 to 10 beats per minute, blood pressure, systolic blood pressure increases of about 5 millimeters of mercury, diastolic blood pressure increases a little bit less than that, 2 to 5 millimeters of mercury. All of this raises the question then of whether or not these stimulant drugs have a long-term risk of creating adverse cardiovascular events. There's been lots of debate both within the pediatric community and within the cardiovascular community, not only about normal children, in other words, children without known cardiovascular risk factors, but what about patients who happen to have a congenital or cardiovascular disease and ADHD? So this week, Mark, you've chosen a poem for us published in the New England Journal of Medicine. It asks a very important question, which is, do these medicines for ADHD increase the risk of cardiovascular events among persons between the ages of 2 to 24 years of age? What did they find?
Yeah, this was an observational study, so they didn't randomize a bunch of kids with ADHD to take the drug or not take the drug and then follow them to see what happens. As you can imagine, with kids and young adults, you'd have to have many to find a few cardiovascular events. So the approach they took was to look at some big databases, and they had four big health systems, and they found over a million, 1.2 million children and young adults up to age 24 who had been taking either atomoxetine, amphetamine salts, methylphenidate, pemoline, and 2.5 million years of follow-up. So the average follow-up was just over 2 years. And for each one of these kids, they found two age and sex match controls who hadn't been taking one of the drugs. And basically all of these kids, as far as they knew, did not have, they hadn't had a heart attack or a stroke in the previous year, which, you know, obviously is really, really rare. And they linked them to the cause of death. So they found
in any deaths, whether the cause was a cardiovascular, sudden cardiac death, acute MI, or a stroke.
And what they found was that there was actually no difference between non-users of the medicines, folks who are currently using them, and former users of these ADHD drugs for any of the outcomes or for all of the outcomes combined. The hazard ratio for any serious cardiovascular event was 0.75 among current users, so actually less than one. The confidence interval included one, so you know, no increased risk, and again, no increased risk among former users either. These events, you know, as you might suspect, were really rare. There were 3 per 100,000 person years, so with 2.5 million person years, that's about 75 or 80 total events, but they didn't see any difference. They looked specifically at Ritalin alone, methylphenidate alone, didn't see any difference between groups there either. So these are very rare events, you know, obviously tragic, horrible events when they happen. and tough to study, this is the best data so far saying that we don't have to be too concerned about cardiovascular events increasing in young adults. I think the big question to me is, what about older adults? We're seeing these drugs used a lot more in 30, 40, 50-year-olds who are at greater risk of heart disease. You know, is it safe in that group as well? And I think the jury's still out there.
Right. So we'll have to wait and see what that data shows. What you're suggesting, though, is consistent with the American Heart Association and the American Academy of Pediatrics, with both groups say that stimulant pharmacotherapy can be initiated in children with ADHD if there's no evidence of cardiac disease and that no evidence is based on a comprehensive history and physical exam. I'm not quite sure what they mean by physical, but presumably murmurs and other markers of cardiovascular disease. So that's just a recommendation. This is a little bit more robust data, but both are saying the same thing.
Yeah, sounds good. I think that makes sense.
Talk to you next week, Mark. Thanks.
All right, see you then.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.